One, two, three, four. Sorry. Count it up, Ringo.
Designed to self-heal. Together they create the synergy that's needed to create positive change. You are your own healer. This free show and service provides the acceleration and activation that's already there. Relax and enjoy.
Well, hello everybody. Technically, this is just a test show, but welcome to Free Energy Healing, aka Pure Energy, just the same. I figured while I'm on here, kind of tinkering around or whatever, you are welcome to call in if you're in need of a free energy healing. As the new intro, which is what I'm really testing and kind of tinkering around with, the energy is not about me. It's about what's available to all of us. You know, it's about the idea that our bodies are designed to self-heal. And sometimes people get the notion of healers misconstrued, or perhaps this is what they've learned in their own studies and teachings, and they have decided that, you know, well, you should heal yourself and it's all within you. And yes, that's absolutely right, you know, but does that mean that healers are not meant to heal other people? I don't think so. I think that, you know, it's like semantics almost sometimes, or splitting hairs about, you know, what's right, what's wrong, and, you know, what one projects to another, if that makes sense. Whereas you might believe a particular thing, and then because I'm not doing or practicing that particular thing, and you think that's right, that's what I should do as well. And you know, when we really go into this, when we really delve into the idea of spirituality versus religion, let's say, then most people that come to spirituality want to be more free, you know. So I find it a little bit hard to understand that spirituality has now also created these unwritten, I guess, or maybe written out there somewhere, you know, sets of rules. I suppose the biggest pushers of the rules are these memes that come about and people start to use them, you know, as sort of a cherry pick, and they go, see, it's in writing, you know. But anyway, my whole point in that regard is to say that I think that such gray areas here, guys, and there's a lot of projection that occurs when people don't agree, you know, whether that's with politics or religion or spirituality, or, you know, how to tie your shoes. Are you doing bunny ears, or are you doing swoops, or, you know, it's, you know, what works for you? It's always going to be my go-to as far as how these things work, in my humble opinion, you know. And since this is my little show and my little corner of the ether, absolutely I'm going to, you know, express how I feel. And I didn't really come on here to do a show yet. I am going to be doing regular shows every Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern. And what I have on offer is free energy healing, and that's it. That's why the title of the show is very, very simple. It's free energy healing. And last week was my first show, and we had callers who came on, and they were asking for help in different areas of their life and their body. And it was just fantastic. I really enjoyed it, and it is what I intended it to be, which is to seek out people I didn't know, have them come at random and call in, and really put the energy to the test. It's not me, per se. However, you know, when doing healing work, you hear a lot of people talking about how they don't take the credit and this and that. But one thing that I differ on in that opinion is that I think that people who are vessels, let's say, do have a part in this. We do have our own energy spent, not in the way that you would think, like, the way I do healing is I don't use my own energy, but to be somewhere physically and to work with the energies, that is your time and energy. You know, you have to have that synergy in place in order to direct the energy and make that happen, you know. And then we also have on the flip side, the person who is seeking, you know, they are very much active in healing. And that's where I think things get a little cloudy or, you know, misconstrued or whatever, where the person, let's put it this way, in my practice, when someone comes to me, I'm usually their last resort. They have tried to help themselves. They have done this or that or the other thing. Usually medical doctors or therapists and so on. And they are healers in their own right. But because it's, of course, the mainstream and the right thing to do, which I agree with, we should all be going to our regular doctor. And that does remind me, one of the things I'd like to do here on my little test show, which I am still accepting calls if you want, but it's technically not a a real show. But anyway, I do have to play my little disclaimer. I was advised by one of my wonderful legal friends, you know, even though I'm coming on and not charging, I'm not even asking for visits to my website at this time or anything like that, I do need to be, you know, out of the clouds and grounded enough to do that. So that's just an aside. My tangents are always great. But anyway, you know, you can go to a doctor and that's helping yourself. But sometimes when people say they go to a healer, then the argument becomes, well, you should be healing yourself. Now, why is that, though? Is it professional jealousy? You know, maybe there's people that can't do certain things and then they want to criticize what they can't do. Or maybe it's just coming from their beliefs. You know, we all come from our own conditioning and our own set of beliefs. And I'm kind of on here to change that. You know, I'm trying to expand the horizons out there in terms of energy, in terms of what we can do ourselves with energy. I'm planning on doing some little shows on that. I've done some teaching on my YouTube videos, but since I'm not identifying myself, I'm going to be doing those sessions here as well. So that we can gather all that we can, you know, as far as what we can learn about our own abilities of self-healing. We are all able to heal. And that's what's gorgeous about everything that that I believe in. A little bit about me. I am a shamanic practitioner and intuitive, and I've studied Qigong, shamanism, Reiki, a whole bunch of things. But really, I've created my own brand of healing. And I'm so happy that I'm able to share that with you today. So with all that being said, I just go on tangents. But I do want to play my new disclaimer, which is hopefully all set for next week's show. Every Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern is usually when I'm on. So let me just play that little guy here.
This show is not meant to be a substitute for professional medical attention. It won't treat, cure, or diagnose any illnesses. If you are sick, in an emergency situation, or in pain, please see a doctor.
Yeah, man. Simple as that. But we got to do it. We got to do it. So with all that being said, I've done a whole lot of talking. I do see callers holding, and I thank you so much for your patience and for calling in, and I will pick you up. I've just been doing a lot of talking at this moment. So what I'm going to do is just take a quick little music break, but hang on, and I will get to you right after the break.
We'll be right back. Some days you're diamond, some days you're rock. Some doors are open, some roads are blocked. Sundowns are golden, then fade away. And if I never do nothing, I'm coming back someday. 'Cause you got a heart so big, it could crush this town. And I can't hold out forever, even walls fall. Half of me is ocean, half of me is sky. But you got a heart so big, it could crush this town. And I can't hold out forever, even walls fall down.
Tom Petty, Walls. He's one of my favorites, so thanks for hanging in there, everybody, and welcome back to Free Energy Healing. This show is all about healing and only about healing, whether it be self-healing or getting free energy healing for yourself or a loved one. Feel free to call in. My number is 516-666-9920. That is 516-666-9920. And basically the protocol is you're going to call and you don't need to give me your real name. You can be Fred and actually say you're Jack. I'm fine with that. I don't need anything from you except for your allowing, you know, which is a big part of the energy exchange in which I work with. I work with my helping spirits. And the energy is very intelligent. And what to expect is basically you either feel something or you don't. And, you know, as far as feeling things, it's fantastic. And there's a lot of sensitive people out there. So I advise that you don't drive while you are live and receiving energy work from me or anyone else. But I know for me, there have been times when people have just kind of fallen asleep or something, and so I just want to put that out there that don't be driving. When I come to you, please just come to the phone, no speaker phone, because I would like to hear your feedback. And that's it. Just give me what to work on. If you have a specific that is much better for the energy, put it out there. And even in your mind, you are welcome to put it out there. If you'd like to keep some of it private, you can do it that way. But as long as you give me a direction, that is fantastic. So with that being said, we're going to go to our first caller, and let's see who's been holding the longest. Sorry about that, guys. I really didn't have a real show scheduled, but I popped on, and there you guys are. So let's go to, if I can work this thingamadoo, it would be area code 856. You're going to breathe in, be brave, get ready, and I'm going to unmute you.
Oh.
Area code 856,
hey, how are you?
You're live. Hi, how you doing?
Boy. Doing good. Kind of in a limbo, but I'll try to move forward if I can.
Yeah, I hear
changing
you.
Stuff.
I hear you.
Yeah. Either work or long-term relationship or whatever, you can pick up either way because I have a lot going on, if that makes sense.
Oh, I see. Well, you know, I'm not doing any psychic readings today, my friend. I do energy healing.
Okay.
You know,
that's cool.
So
if that's
okay. No, it just sounds like that's what you're looking for, like a free psychic
reading.
Yeah, because
I didn't know if you needed like a specific way or you know what I mean, either like a relationship healing or however you work.
I see. Okay. Well, do you want to be more specific with that? How are you feeling? Are you feeling like you're not finding the right person? And is there something within you that you'd like to change to kind of create that synergy to make it happen?
At this point, like, I gave up on, I think, everything, patience for work or long-term relationship, everything. Like, I basically don't want to be bothered anymore. I do and I do trust, but I'm getting tired of the BS,
right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, it makes plenty of sense. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Well, what I do is I do energy work. So what I would like you to do, if you're willing, is just relax and close your eyes if you feel like it. I always think that's a better experience. And I can send you some of this wonderful universal energy and see if we can't just shake that old energy that's perhaps keeping you from getting the people in your life that you want to trust, that you can easily trust. You know, sometimes we attract people because we're used to these patterns, right? And then we keep attracting the same person, but it's not really your fault, like, on the surface, but there is, like, this energy that's created from one after the other, and then it becomes kind of like this mirror up there in the sky that says, this is the kind of person I deserve, because that's what I'm used to. And I'm just kind of channeling that for you. But anyway, let's go ahead and relax if you can. And there is going to be silence while I do this, okay? It could last 20 seconds or a minute. And, you know, the energy tells me when it's ready and done. So while I'm doing this, we'll be completely quiet, all right? So if you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All righty, sweetheart. You are so worth it. You will get what you need in your life. Just keep trying, okay, my friend?
All right. Cool. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. All righty. That was that one. That was kind of like an accidental thing, but it's I don't believe there's any accidents out there. You know, I think that sometimes on this network, there are people that call in and they're like, oh, I'm so used to getting a reading about a relationship, but all of a sudden you are met with someone like me. And, hey, I've seen it. I've seen a lot of good change happen. Just when we change the frequency and what we're focusing on a little bit. Okay. So there we are. All right. I do have, let's see, who's next? All right. Hang on to your hat there. 917, take a breath and get ready if you'd like. Okay. We're going to pick 917 up. Hey, you're live on Energy Readings. How you doing?
Oh, I'm pretty good. So I've been working, trying to change the frequency, you know, trying to pivot, bring in some abundance and some new things. So I know I've been working on a fear-based paradigm, so I'm shifting. And, you know, I'm just trying to do some work. So if you can provide any energy healing to help me along that way, it's greatly appreciated.
Oh, absolutely. And let me... I don't usually do this, but I have to say you are just full of creativity. Are you like just bursting to do this thing here or what? I mean, like, you're ready. I don't know. It's kind of amazing, actually. It's almost like you're being pulled by.
And,
yeah, like, yes, you know, like, I don't.
I have all...
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, awkward.
No.
You were kind of just talking. I'm excited for you because I see like suspenders, which I'm sure you don't wear, but you know, like a cartoon where someone's being pulled back by their suspenders. There's something there. I don't, you know, and it's almost like, come on, let me at it. Let me at it. Give me a shot finally, you know. And so anyway, that's what I have
that's
for
exactly
you. All right. Well, I love this. I love it because I feel, you know, and it might be just this one thing that, so what, I don't know how long you've been listening, but basically it's going to be radio silence while I just give a little bit of energy to you and see if we can't move some of that older stuff out and, you know, bring some new stuff in. I think that instinctively I want to say there's a person that's like, you know, like the Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh, that's always like really negative. There's somebody that every time, you know, they're like, no, but what about this? And what about that? I don't know if it's you doing that to yourself or somebody else, but whatever it is.
That would probably be.
All right. Well, let's get Eeyore out of there because he doesn't belong there. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, no, and that's the thing. You're like a really delightful person, but I don't know if somebody told you something when you were growing up that you couldn't do, but that it's almost like I'm still small. I can't do it, you know, but let's get bigger here. Anyway. All right. If you're ready, just kind of try and sit still as best you can and close your eyes. It's a better experience, and I'll see what I can do, all right?
Sounds good.
All right. How do you feel?
Great. I was just deep breathing, trying to soak it all in.
Awesome. So I hope that helps you. I'm usually here every Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern. I'd love to hear from you and how you're doing, or if you need a tune-up, you're welcome to call back.
I will definitely follow back up with you. Thank you so very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Good night.
Yeah. Good night.
All righty. So, yeah, this was really just going to be a test show, and I appreciate those who, you know, called in and are kind of hanging out, but I am going to just go and enjoy, and I hope you guys do too. I will be back Mondays, every Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern. If you like the show and would like to follow it, I think they still do that here on Blog Talk Radio. But anyway, you can find me 9 p.m. Eastern Mondays here at blogtalkradio.com/pure-energy. Enjoy the song as we go, and we'll see you next time.